Randall Meyer was appointed Inspector General by Republican Governor John Kasich. Democrats accuse Meyer of not being nonpartisan enough. They note he once went to a Republican fundraiser. They also say he hasn't done enough investigating. Democratic State Representative Connie Pillich.
For instance, a report by the Columbus Dispatch found that Mr. Meyer had conducted only 12 investigative reports in his first 2 years in office. And they said this was the smallest number of reports by any inspector general since 2007.
Pillich and fellow Democrat Chris Redfern keep asking, how come Meyer has yet to issue a final report of an investigation into the 2005 CoinGate scandal? That's where GOP contributor Tom Noe was convicted of stealing state money and was sent to prison. Pillich and Redfern say Inspector General Meyer has been slow to act.
It was only after pressure from a government watchdog group called Common Cause that he did acknowledge that, oh yes, the law does require me to issue a report, but we're still waiting. It's a year later.
Wouldn't it be nice to understand what exactly happened so that we can not go down that same path yet again and again and again?
Pillich says Meyer is proof. Ohio should change the way the IG is appointed. Under her bill, instead of having the governor pick the IG, the four leaders in the Ohio House and Senate would do it.
By definition, there are two Democrats and two Republicans. So a majority vote is needed, and no person can be appointed to that office unless they have at least one vote from the minority party.
Inspector General Randall Meyer hasn't been available for an interview to respond to the Democrats' proposal, but Deputy IG Carl Enslin is responding to the Democrats' accusation that the watchdog agency hasn't been aggressive enough in probing wrongdoing.
I think March the 1st, we will have an annual report that is coming out, and I'm not sure that the statistics will bear out that comment regarding the level of work that's been done. And, you know, we certainly understand that people are not often happy about the content of our reports. Frankly, I'll be more worried when we issue a report and nobody's angry.
Unless there's something wrong, I don't think we should fix it.
That's Ohio House Speaker Bill Batchelder. He's a Republican and head of the Joint Legislative Ethics Committee. He doesn't see any problems with the current inspector general, and he doesn't see any problem with the current system of having the governor appoint the ethics watchdog over the executive branch. Batchelder says there's precedent for that kind of arrangement.
Well, the justices over at the Supreme Court, of course, pick the people who enforce the ethics rules for judges and for lawyers all over the state.
Batchelder adds, when a governor appoints an inspector general, the Ohio Senate may confirm the choice or reject it. So, he says, there is a check and balance. Representative Pillich's proposal may go nowhere in the Republican-dominated Ohio Senate and House, but that may not stop her talking about having a better watchdog over government. She's been mentioned as a possible Democratic candidate for state auditor or treasurer. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.